Brad Davidson, morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, thanks. And these Sydney tracks should be nice and fresh. We're back at Rose Hill this weekend after some standalones elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly right. We've been away from Rose Hill for a while now, so it should be good racing there this weekend. Big fields to date, hopefully. The weather is kind to us. It's been kind to us the last few days, guys, but just having a look at the forecast towards the weekend, there does seem to be a few showers around once again, just for something different. So we'll see how we go. But look, that track drying out at the moment. I thought the Kensington track played well yesterday around that 7-6 range, and hopefully Rose Hill's at a similar sort of level at this stage. So Lord Mayor's Cup, the feature, and good fields right throughout, and looking forward to getting my teeth stuck into the form right throughout today for that.
Dave, what's the story with Fireburn? Set to target the Golden Rose this spring?
Yeah, the logical target, Clarkie. She's obviously took all before her in the autumn, didn't she? Winning the slipper and doing what she did after that. So, look, she'll go towards the Golden Rose. That's the logical target for these three-year-olds that are so dominant at two. And we'll see how she shapes up then. I think longer range as well. They're looking at the Golden Eagle beyond that the year after. So, it'll be interesting to see if she can go on. Obviously, she really appreciated those wet tracks during the autumn. She was very good on those, but saying that, she was pretty good right throughout the preparation, wasn't she? And I suppose there is a little query around the two-year-olds, how strong they are going forward to their three-year-old season. But look, there's a query on them every year, so we'll see how they come back and see what they're able to produce. And it might be one of those years again where I know a few of the slot holders for the Everest will be definitely looking at a few of those two-year-olds turn three to see if any of those can shape up, because the way it stands at the moment, you've got the main chances locked away. There's a couple of others on the fringe there that'll probably be locked away at some point, you would imagine. And then I would suggest, again, probably, you know, four to five slot holders are going to be happy to sit and wait and see what happens in the spring, whether there's an emerging sprinter from the older ranks or whether it's those 2 to 3 year-olds that come through. So there's a few there on the cusp that need to really prove themselves in the spring, but probably capable of going to that next level. So we'll see how it all pans out in a few months' time.
Does the early market suggest it's an open Goodwood this weekend?
It does, Loz. Yeah, $5 the field in the Goodwood, the Group 1, of course. And Extreme Warrior, the current favourite there at $5 ahead of In the Boat, who's been flying for the Lindsay Smith Yard at $7. Behemoth, he's been a great horse at $8.50. And the Astrologist and the Inferno at $10 and $11, respectively. So you go right through that list, Bella Nipotina at $15. General Bow at 18, Lombardo at 16. They're all chances at genuine odds. And it's an interesting one, the favourite, Extreme Warrior. He's obviously got a big boom on him. He bolted in at Caulfield second up last preparation, beating Profiteer by 4 lengths. But I thought his first up win this preparation in the listed race there at Caulfield over 1,100 was tradesman-like. I don't think it was super impressive. The time wasn't anything to get carried away with. And the second horse out of that race has come out and been soundly beaten since. So I'll be interested to see what the market does with it. But, I'm going to try to have a look at that if I get time in between doing Sydney and Melbourne form. And it does look a horse I'd be keen to take on at this stage, just with a boom around it. And like I said, I thought it was given an absolute peach burst up and just fell in, really. So, open race and looking forward to seeing if we can pop the favourite there on Friday.
You're getting a lot of love for your tipping yesterday, Davo. A lot of listeners clearly followed you. Outstanding tipping yesterday, Davo. Cheers, Josh, and others here as well. And good day, certainly.
Well, you got my endorsement.
Yeah. Loza was happy with what you tipped and took on Cookie with Timpanist and won, but didn't have a bean on it. But it was a good day.
Loz, you've got to have a bean on him.
Know, Davo. I completely forgot and I kicked myself because I watched the race and I knew straight up when I missed it, I went, what have I done here? What have I done?
Oh, yeah. They hurt a lot more at those sort of odds than $2, $3. When you miss a $2, $3 winner, you're like, you can live with that. But when they're at those odds, you want to be on. But no, thanks, everyone. It's, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs as tipping on this show and each and every week. But nice to have a day. Good day yesterday, and hopefully a few had a fill up.
Great stuff, Davo. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Talk tomorrow.